Hannah Bear. Great conversations sound a little something like this.
And now we're joined by Ms. Jackie Carroll, who is an adult education expert. She's also the Chief Executive Officer of MediaWorks. And we're going to talk about adult education. She joins us on the line now. Ms. Carroll, good morning to you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Good morning to you too, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Absolutely. So what is next for adults who still need their matric certificates? What options are available to them?
Currently, there's what we call the amended senior certificate, which is based exactly on the same curriculum as what our current matrics write, the National Senior Certificate, but it's only available, well, strictly speaking, to adults over 21.
Okay. And that window period between 18 and 21?
I know. It's a very, very difficult period, but what the department has allowed for is if the person has had to leave school because they're a child headed household or whatever the story is, they can apply for an exemption.
And we're talking here about ABET, aren't we? Adult Basic Education and Training. Are we as South Africans geared towards this type of lifelong learning and development?
I think that's probably the biggest part of the problem, is that we're not. We're not encouraged to there are initiatives to encourage adults to develop and continue with lifelong learning, but it's not really an issue that's raised at school possibly and drilled through at school that we should be looking to extend ourselves and develop ourselves and add to our own abilities. I think very much at school the mantra is study hard so that you can find a good job.
Yeah. And what do the figures say? But the figures that I saw is that I believe there's an estimated, 3.3 million illiterate adults in South Africa. And if we were to change this narrative, can you talk about the positive impact that could have on the country?
Oh, I think the biggest need for every adult, and I think from my own experience here, is you want to be an adult that is able to be a participative active citizen in your country. So you want to be able to contribute economically. You want to be able to contribute as a parent. You want to be able to play your role significantly and not just be a bystander. And in order to do that, you need education. You need education to access a decent job and a decent salary. And by that we mean decent employment is pretty much what the UN describes as a living wage where you can look after yourself, look after your responsibilities, your own family. And that would make a huge difference. With that comes self-pride, comes self-achievement, fulfillment, and you're dealing with a much more positive individual then.
And at the end of whatever ABET training, are certificates awarded to ABET candidates, and are they nationally recognized?
Yes, they are. Okay, so we're talking about two different things here. If I can just take a moment to differentiate. Adult basic education it is up to grade 9, which is equivalent to the old standard 7, which is ABET level 4. And that is your minimum level of education that the government has set. So when you go to school, for example, you're not allowed to leave school before the end of grade 9. That's your first exit point, and that's the same thing with adults. And then after adult basic education, you then move into what we call the more senior phase, which is where the next step for them would be either occupationally, to go into a trade or occupation, vocational training, or then academic, which would be your matric.
I see, and obviously that's grade, that's grade 12, and that would be certified. I mean, you'd get a certificate equivalent to a matric certificate.
Yes. And you're doing adult education as well. They get an NKF level 1 certificate or an ABET level 4, which is endorsed by Umalusi.
So talk about what it takes, though, to as an educator, an ABET educator, or an adult educator, to get involved in this, because surely it takes different skills to educate adults from educating youngsters.
Absolutely. You know, with children, you've got a captive market, for want of a better word or expression.
Yeah.
Adults are coming of their own volition, They are generally, a lot of them are working, so they're tired. They have responsibilities at home, as in cooking and cleaning and help, trying to assist with homework, which they generally struggle with. So when you're dealing with the adult learner, you're dealing with someone who's got a lot more challenges and sitting in front of you. So you've got to be creative. You've got to be enthusiastic. You've got to respect them for their age and their life experience.
Hmm.
So you have to come across with a completely different approach.
All right, and we'll talk more about the adult learner as well. We're taking your calls on 0891 104207, SMSs to 34701. If you are an adult and you'd like to pursue your matric certificate, what can you do? You can call us now, and our guest, Ms. Jackie Carroll, can lead you in the right direction. Our number, 0891 104207, SMSs on 34701.
We play wicked cricket. The City of Gold takes center stage for the third and final test between South Africa and Sri Lanka. Who will stand victorious? Which team will stand the test of time? SABC has got it covered. For the number one fan of the Proteas, starting Thursday 12th to 16th January at 10. Find it live on SABC 3 and Radio 2000. Brought to you by SABC Sport. I'm addicted to cricket.
Great stories told by great personalities. SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
Talking about adult education with Ms. Jackie Carroll and with you as well, so do call us on 0891 104207. Earlier on, you were talking about the adult educator and the learner as well being different. But the other thing to note is that with the adult learner, they tend to have an innate and perhaps an internal motivation to succeed. I'd like you to talk about that and how that sets them apart from youngsters or young learners.